Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to those who work in our government departments. These are dedicated men, for the jobs they do are varied and pressing. And the offices they work in are varied and pressing, too. From Big Ben to Nelson's Column stretches the most famous street in London, Whitehall. Here is the nerve center of the country, where an army of public servants works unceasingly. Here are the men whose decisions affect the lives of millions. Here is the brain of Britain.
They hadn't got any currant buns, so I had to bring Eccles cakes. Put them in the filing cabinet till 11:00, would you, Miss Adams?
They won't have long to wait, will they?
Oh, am I late again? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I had an accident. I caught my umbrella in my bicycle chain and stopped all the traffic on Lambeth Bridge.
Oh, why don't you try getting up earlier? I bet you don't have any breakfast as it is.
Oh, I have a cup of tea and a good cough. But you're right, though. I do need a woman to look after me. Someone like you, Miss Adams.
Now, we've had all that out before.
Honestly, Miss Adams. April, marry me, Miss Adams, and if we get it done quick, we'll save a year's income tax.
Mr. Lamb, please.
Please, honestly, April. Mildred, why don't you knock before you come in?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb. I didn't realize you'd be at it so early.
That'll do, Mildred. And I was not at it, as you put it. Unfortunately. Anyway, you should be getting on with your work. Where's the post?
There isn't any.
No post? Then you'd better write some quick, or they'll make us redundant.
Well, I mean, there is some post, but you can't have it because I haven't dated it yet.
Well, then stop painting your nails and date it.
I can't date the post because the date stamp's gone. It's vanished.
But if we can't have the post till you find the date stamp, the whole department's at a standstill. Mr. Hamilton Jones will be here any minute, and what am I going to tell him?
You'll have to tell him you've lost the date stamp.
But I haven't.
Look, you're in charge next to number one. It's my job to stamp the post when I've got a stamp to stamp with. It's your job to provide the stamp.
Oh, this is terrible. The Cold War, the economic crisis, and now we've lost the date stamp. H.J.'s going to be furious.
Watch out, here he is.
Yes, here he is. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma'am.
Bring the post into my office, would you, too?
Go on, tell him.
There's just one thing, ma'am.
What's that?
Did you have a simply splendid weekend?
Oh, very pleasant, thank you very much. Spot a shooting with Lord Carraway, dinner with the Duke of Dorset. Very quiet, you know. Bring in the post, there's a good fellow.
Yes.
Well, go on in, then.
All right, don't rush me.
Look, it's only a lost date stamp. H.J. can't do any worse than have you transferred, now, can he?
Have you transferred?
To records at Inverglocky.
Records at Inverglocky? But that's in the Outer Hebrides.
It's where all the civil servants go when they drop a clanger. Bernard said so.
And who's Bernard?
My boyfriend in Hag and Fish. He says it's a horrid place, Inverglocky. Just rocks and seagulls and a north wind freezing you to the marrow. Bernard says it's worse than Devil's Island.
Don't be ridiculous. One wouldn't send me to a place like that just because we've lost the day stamp. Will he?
I say, too, do you know the Western Isles of Scotland at all?
Not yet.
Pity. Stuck on a crossword clue. Oh. Never mind. I'll get my secretary to ring up the Scottish office. By the way, here's the date stamp. I borrowed it yesterday.
Oh, the date stamp. You were changing the rubber roller.
What? No, I was changing the date of my library book. Now, come along. Come along into my office, my dear chap, and don't fiddle-faddle.
I never fiddle-faddle.
Well, it's not good enough, you know. 11:00 already, we haven't started.
I'm terribly sorry, one. You see, my bicycle chain...
I don't want to hear about your bicycle chain. No time to waste. Here are the golf clubs and here are the balls. We'll have 3 shots each chipping into my waste paper bin. Threepence around as usual,
yeah,
eh?
But, well, I've got heaps to do this morning. There's a memo in triplicate from admin asking why memos are being sent out in triplicate.
Oh, not.
Then there's the meteorological office wanting to borrow our barometer. And not to mention that...
Well, never mind about that. I'll have the first shot, shall I?
Oh, all right.
Oh, good. Oh, dear, see you that is until I'm out, will you?
Oh, all right. General Assistance Department.
The permanent undersecretary for Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Oh, I'm afraid he's in conference at the moment.
Tell him to come out.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Who is it?
Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Oh, what a nuisance. All right, give it to me. Hello, Sir Gregory. Nice to hear from you. How are the petunias coming along?
Well, have you read it?
Have I read it?
Sent it over last night.
What?
Don't tell me you haven't looked at your mail at 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, no, I wouldn't tell you that, Sir Gregory. Quick, too, the mail.
Yes, all right, hang on now.
Yes. I dealt with it so long ago, Sir Gregory, I've forgotten all about it, you see. How are the hollyhocks, Sir Gregory? Memo from Sir Gregory.
And the hollyhocks! What do you think of the memo?
Oh, yes, what do I think of the memo? Very neatly done, Sir Gregory. Wish I had your secretary.
Now stop beating about the bushman.
Did you find it yet?
What? Circular from the Christmas Club.
Yes.
Office out.
Hello? No.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I can't keep this up much longer. This is a very bad line, Sir Gregory.
Then think of a better one.
Oh.
This must be it. Isle of Wight Purchase Project.
You'll have what?
Isle of Wight Purchase Project.
Oh, you too. I see. Thank you very much. Yes, Sir Gregory, yes. It seems the War Office wanted to buy a small piece of land on the Isle of Wight for army training.
I know all that. Don't read my own flaming memo back to me. I want to know how you're tackling it.
Well, we're tackling it. Yes, quite right. I'm glad you said so. Listen, we're leaving no turn unstep... Well, no tackle
Now, look, this is top secret. Top priority job.
Oh, top.
War Office need this corner of the Isle of Wight.
Top job.
But they can't show their hand for security reasons.
Oh.
That's why you've got to make the purchase.
Where or what?
Be discreet. Yes. Now avoid compulsory purchase at all costs. We don't want publicity.
Oh, no, of course not, Gregory. Don't worry, don't worry. I'll handle this myself, and my kindest regards to Lady Pip. Dear me, someone's cut us off. Two, the War Office wants to buy some bit of land. It's all in that wretched memo. See to it, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going off to my club now.
Your club? Which one, the Athenaeum or the Venus Strip?
Two, I may tell you I'm meeting the Under Secretary for Cultural Affairs.
Oh, then it'll be the Venus Strip. Bring me back the programme, won't you? And don't worry about the Isle of Wight business. I'll give it my full personal attention.
Good man.
April, there's a beastly memo here about some land in the Isle of Wight. Do something about it, will you?
Ah, there you are, Mr. Lamb. I've got all the information on this bit of the Isle of Wight the War Office wants.
Thank you, April. Oh, you are a treasure. You really are. I'll take it into H.J. if he's back from lunch.
It's 4:00.
Well, you never know. He may be early. Ah, there you are, one. Did you have a good lunch?
Be quiet. Shh, shh. Oops. Oh, pretty good, what? Pretty good, yes, yes. Did I have a good... What were you talking about?
Did you have a good lunch?
Oh, yes, excellent, excellent, thank you. And you?
Well, I didn't have much time to eat. I've been ferreting out all this stuff on the Isle of Wight. Yes. Now, here's a large-scale map and a list of the details. You can see the area in question in this remote corner of the island here.
Yes, nice spot. We'd ask a good price for it.
But we're not selling it, we're buying it.
Oh, I see, I beg your pardon. Well, we needn't offer much for a dingy place like that, need we? Oh, dear, I missed it that time. Listen.
We'll have another go.
Yeah, we'll have another go. Yeah. Looks better if we get it. Oh, thank you very much. Now then, who does this place belong to?
There are two estates in the area that the army want. One is owned by a retired admiral called Mumpley, and the other by a Miss Amelia Chambers.
Oh.
Apparently, she runs hers as a bird sanctuary. She breeds puffins.
Good gracious me. Tell me, what exactly is a puffin?
It's a gloomy sort of bird with round eyes and a big fat beak.
Oh, bit like old Phipps over the border trade. Old Phipps, that's rather good, I must tell you that one.
I wonder if there'll be any difficulty.
Well, not a bit, not a bit. Old Phipps always sees a joke. Remember that... Remember that Christmas Eve when Arthur Brown filled his umbrella with cheese sandwiches?
Yes, we do see life here in Whitehall, don't we?
Stilton, I think it was.
Yes. What I meant was, will these people sell their land?
Oh, good gracious, yes. Tell you what to do, send them a No. 1 stiff letter. When they read that on our headed notepaper, they won't stop to argue.
All right, I'll go and get on with it now.
Good. Now, I wonder if I need a No. 9 on this.
Mildred, take a letter, will you? It's for Admiral Mumpley and Miss Chambers. Let's see, dear Sir and Madam. Of course, I don't mean Sir and Madam on the same letter. I mean one on one and the other on the other, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I think so, Mr. Lamb.
Good. I wish I did. Now, where was I? Will you read that back, Mildred?
Dear Sir and Madam.
Yes, dear Sir and Madam. You know, that might be a good place to break off for a cup of something. All work and no play makes Jack... Yes, yes, splendid. That's a good job done. Now, can I see those letters, Mildred?
Here you are, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you. Dear Sir on one, good. And on the other, dear Madman. Oh. Really, Mildred, you must do something about these mistakes. No, no, alter it afterwards. I want to check the rest of it. Pursuant to amended planning policy, an area of land which includes your property is urgently required for government redevelopment. And I have asked to negotiate with you for the sale thereof. Your early agreement will be appreciated. The government is convinced that any delay is a menace to the national welfare. And I am the same. Your obedience, etc. Good, I think that covers it. I wonder what the Admiral will say to this.
Hardy, shut the flaming porthole.
Hey, oh, the window. Aye, aye, Admiral.
Can't hear myself curse. Oh, that's better. Blasted bureaucrats, bowler-headed buffoons, black-suited bounders. See this, Hardy?
Aye, aye, Admiral.
Totter rum, quick. Load the cannon in the front garden. Run out the flag. And fetch me some paper and a good sharp pen.
Aye, aye, Admiral.
Government redevelopment scheme, indeed. Grab my land, would they? Ha! And what about Miss Chambers, that poor, weak, defenseless woman? I suppose the wicked old devils have one of these two.
Come along. Eat up, children. Move over, Puffins. Let the guillemots have a bite. Eat up, all of you. That's right. We are going to have to fight for our home. The men from the ministry want to take it away from us. Yes, they do. But we won't let them, will we? No, we won't. Hello. There's someone coming up the path. Good gracious.
Morning, Miss Chambers.
Admiral Mumpley. Well, this is a surprise. Mind you, some people might think it strange that we're neighbors and we haven't spoken for 15 years.
They wouldn't think so, madam, if they'd seen what your puffin did to my blazer.
Or if they knew... Or if they knew what your cutter did to my kittywakes.
Nonsense, madam, I... This is no time for quarreling. You and I have got to put our heads together.
I beg your pardon?
I suppose you've had one of these letters from the Ministry of whatever it is, wanting to take this place over as an army training ground?
Oh, yes, I have. You'd better come inside. What impertinence. My family have been breeding puffins here for 800 years. I've written back and told them so.
Good. But we've got to face the fact these people can use compulsory purchase.
Can they? Well, I'd sooner die than have a lot of soldiers disturbing my shearwaters.
Yes. Yes, but we've got to handle them carefully. Make sure you're behind me, and I'm behind you at the same time.
What do you propose, then?
I thought we'd talk it over today. Then tomorrow I'll go up to London and see these people in their office. Find out how the land lies.
Very well, Admiral. You're right. We must stand together. I'll make a pot of tea, and perhaps you'd care for a soft-boiled gull's egg. You can't think well on an empty tummy.
Morning, one. I've had the replies from the Isle of Wight. Uh-huh. I'm afraid they don't look too hopeful.
Oh, dear.
Look, here's the Admiral's letter.
What's this? Infernal impudence? Hung from the yardarm? Bare-faced brigands? Bullying? What? It's a word here I don't understand.
I think it's a naval expression.
Oh. You see this as a refusal, do you?
Well, reading between the lines, I do get that impression. And Miss Chambers' letter seems much the same. We're little Hitlers in that one.
Oh, dear me. Well, ask April to bring the papers into my office, will you?
The legal papers?
No, the midday papers, of course. There's a horse running at Bogside this afternoon, I've been told about.
What are we going to do about this Isle of Wight business?
What?
We've made no progress, and War Office is sending one of their top men over this morning to see how we're getting on.
One of the top men, are they? That's different. Boy, we'd have to put up some kind of show, wouldn't we? Make him think it's all buttoned up. Tell you what, have you got a big map of the island?
Yes, I had one sent over.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, we'll spread it on the table and stick little flags in it,
yeah,
like they do in those war pictures.
Oh, what a good idea. But have we got any little flags?
Yes, my top drawer's full of them. Kept them all from past flag day. Saves buying again next year. Here we are. This yellow one can mark the Admiral's place. What's it say? Home for retired horses. Yes, that's it.
Splendid. And Miss Chambers can have the accident prevention one. I say, I'm rather enjoying this. I'll just slip out and tell Mildred to let the War Office chap in when he comes. April's away on a typing test.
Good idea, good idea. Now, where can I put this one?
Mildred, if you could just tear yourself away from that copy of Biff, the Teenage Disc Roundup, for a moment. I want to tell you something.
Sorry, Mr. Lamb.
Mr. Hamilton Jones and I are expecting a man from the War Office to discuss this Isle of Wight business. Send him straight in when he comes, will you?
Straight in? Right you are, Mr. Lamb. Oh, I wonder if Bernard's in. 324, please. Oh, did you ever? Hello, Bern. Mildred here. No, I've got this place to myself. I've just got to watch out for some old square from the War Office and send him into HJ. Here, Bern. I was just looking in Biff, and it says there's a Big Beat package show at the Buzzardrome tonight. Yes, they've got Charlie Frenzy, Laurie Lustful, and Fred Livid. What about it? Oh, good. Where shall we meet then? Oh, inside the Buzzardrome. All right. Here, Bern. It looks like the man from the War Office. Hold on a minute.
Good morning. Is this the office that's seeking to purchase land on the Isle of Wight?
Yes, that's right. Would you go straight in, please? They are expecting you.
Expecting me? But I don't see how they...
That door over there it is.
Oh, very well. Morning. Now, this Isle of Wight business, I want to find out...
Oh, yes, of course. Come in, my dear fellow. Don't worry, we've got it all buttoned up.
Huh?
Here we are. Sit down, have a chair, would you? This is Mr. Lamb, my assistant.
How do you do?
How do you do? I want to make it clear I'm extremely concerned
about
this.
Well, of course you are, of course you are. Couldn't be anything else. Might have been a tricky business, mightn't it? However, you'll be glad to hear we'll soon have these Isle of Wight people right where we want them.
Huh? What?
Mind you, we are having a little trouble with some old fool of a retired admiral. What's his name? Mumpley. We call him Mumps because he's an awful pain in the neck.
Just a stupid old windbag. We'll soon get the measure of him.
Oh, you will you?
There's him and Miss Chambers, but they'll come round all right. We're sending them our number 2 stiff letter.
They won't argue with that. They wouldn't want to get our number 3 stiff letter.
Wonderful what you can do with a bit of bluff and a little brown envelope with a window in it.
Yeah. What about compulsory purchase?
Oh, don't worry. We know the War Office don't want compulsory purchase because of the publicity.
Yes, but of course these landowners don't know that, so the threat will be enough.
I don't suppose as much they do know, living in a remote spot like that. Probably a bit simple.
Yes, I say, can't you imagine that old fool of an admiral? I bet he's got a cannon in his garden and a flagpole.
I expect he plays with boats in his bar.
If they have bars. Unlikely to have bars in a place like that. More likely just to avoid each other.
I see.
Jolly good idea of yours to use that spot as an army training ground. I've never been to the Isle of Wight, but from the map it doesn't look as if much goes on there.
I wonder you don't use more of it, you know. Come to think of it, you could take up the whole island, use it as a rocket range.
What a splendid idea. I'm sure we could fix it for you.
Yes.
I'll just make a note of that.
Good, good, good. Now, as we seem to have got things taped, I think we're entitled to a little celebration, what do you say? To get the brandy from the first aid.
Yeah,
cupboard,
I've got it here already. You'd like a little brandy, Mr.
Mumpley. Admiral Mumpley.
Yes, of course. Well, your very good health, Admiral. Oh, Admiral Mumpley!
Look what you've done, you poor drink all down Admiral Mumpley's trousers. Did you say Admiral Mumpley?
I did, sir.
I rather thought he did.
Of all the unscrupulous, malicious, villainous, outrageous...
Obnoxious?
So, War Office don't want any publicity, eh? Well, let me tell you, before you get hold of 1 inch of the Isle of Wight, you'll have to face the biggest public scandal of the century. I'll write to every newspaper in the country.
Oh, dear me, even the Sundays?
Especially the Sundays. We'll fight you every inch of the way. Ministry of idiots, useless parasites, you won't get away with this.
I don't think he's going to cooperate.
Do you realize he called us the Ministry of Idiots?
I do.
And useless parasites.
Oh, my dear boy. Treat remarks like that with the contempt they deserve. Ignore them like I do. Hello, Ministry of Idiots here.
Well, I won't argue with that. Didn't you hear? Yeah. War Office can't send their man over. So they've asked me to ring you. What's happening on this Isle of Wight business?
Oh, Isle of Wight. Things are definitely moving, Sir Gregory.
They better move a lot faster. Yes. All of us want this land as soon as possible. But above all, remember, no publicity.
Oh, dear, there's going to be a terrible row about this. And just when I looked like getting a carpet in my office.
I can't say I'm pleased with the way you've handled things, too. Scarcely diplomatic. Should have left things to me.
But when you specifically tell me that...
Too late for diplomacy now, of course. No use offering our naval friend the olive branch. Probably just hit us over the head with it.
But funny. I say, you could try it on this Miss Chambers. I'll bet she'd be a pushover for that old world charm of yours.
Well, not now, after the Admiral's told her about this little episode.
Then we'll have to see her before he does. We'll order a fast car and go down there at once. It's our only chance.
Silly, don't lose your head. You can't go just dashing off like that. One has commitments, you know. Let me see. It's Thursday, isn't it? Yes, tonight my wife has her friends round. You're right, we'd better go.
Quick, you authorise my expense sheet and I'll authorise yours.
Good idea.
If we can get Miss Chambers to sell her place, the Admiral will have to come round.
Well, this is the house, too. Can't think why Miss Chambers so anxious to hang on to it. Not in very good repair, is it?
No, it looks as if it's only kept together by the Death Watch beetles holding hands.
I'll knock. Now, look, too, when she answers, I want you to let me do the talking. I wasn't in the diplomatic branch all those years for nothing, you know.
Now, all right, you are one. You turn on the charm, and I'll put my foot in the door.
I hardly think that'll be necessary.
Yes?
Oh, good afternoon. How do you do, Miss Chambers?
Oh, my foot!
Kindly remove it from my door. I know you. You're the men from the ministry, aren't you?
Now, come, Miss Chambers. Can't we talk this over? We've come a long way, you know.
Oh, very well. Come in.
Thank you.
I thought my neighbour, Admiral Mumpley, had already been to see you.
Yes, thank... Oh, wipe your feet, too. Yes. Yes, he's been to see us. Indeed, he has. Most cooperative and helpful. He's selling his property, of course.
He is?
Yes, that's right.
It's very extraordinary. I understood.
Yes, Mr. Chambers, and you'll do the same now, won't you? I have the agreement here for you to sign. You won't want to stay when the Admiral's place is taken over by the army. Get chased around by a lot of rough soldiers.
Really?
But you know, it's not so ridiculous as it sounds. Isolated spot like this, the strangest things could happen.
How dare you?
Anyway, a charming girl like you shouldn't be stuck in a place like this. Sell it to us, and you could have a bit of a fling while you're still comparatively young.
Comparatively?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, you know, I compared with a tortoise, for instance. Some of those tortoises live to be 200, I'm told. So we over 50s have quite a long way to go yet, I hope.
Kindly leave my house at once.
No. You haven't signed the bill of sale yet, Miss Chambers.
Nor shall I. I do not propose to sell this property.
I see. You realize, Miss Chambers, we can use compulsory purchase if we have to.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, good heavens.
Not when the National Press print what I've told them.
Admiral Mumpley.
I just got back from London. Saw your door ajar, so came straight in. Heard this bounder trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Take no notice.
Don't worry, I didn't.
I don't think the diplomacy was a great success, one. Do you mind if I try another tack? Has it occurred to you, Miss Chambers, this may be your only chance to get a good price for the house? I mean, it's in pretty bad condition, isn't it? Look at all the dry rot in this panelling, for instance. Well, you've only got to bang it and...
Oh! Thunder!
I say, I'm terribly sorry. Did you use that staircase much?
Oh, what an outrage!
It's fantastic. But wait a minute. What's that scroll of paper? Look, inside the broken panelling.
I don't know. Their panelling's been there for 800 years, and now it's smashed. I shall call the police.
Come along, too. I think it's time we were off.
This scroll must have been here all these years. Yes, look, it's parchment, dated 1241. Good heavens, it's a royal proclamation. By this deed, we, Edward I, King of England, do give to Thomas Beowulf Chambers that piece of land known as the Isle of Wight, as reward for loyal services rendered by Thomas Chambers in our foreign wars, and by his wife in his absence. The said Isle of Wight shall be ruled forever by Thomas Chambers and his heirs, on annual payment to the British Crown of 40 puffins, given under our royal hand this first day of June, 1241.
Good gracious, what an amazing thing.
Quiet, please. You see what this means, don't you? The Isle of Wight isn't part of Britain at all. It's ruled by the descendant of Thomas Chambers, and that's you, Queen Amelia.
And here is An emergency meeting of the International Court of Justice at The Hague has upheld the newly discovered document giving the Isle of Wight independence. In swiftly moving developments today, the British governor was expelled from the island and Queen Amelia I was installed in Carisbrooke Castle. The Isle of Wight people are said to be solidly behind their new regime following an announcement by their Prime Minister, Horatio Mumpley, that there was a ministry plan to turn the whole island into a rocket range. In Moscow, Mr. Khrushchev called for an end to British imperialism in the Isle of Wight and announced he would be visiting Ventnor on a goodwill tour. He confirmed that Russian technicians were already arriving to help develop the island's economy. And now here is a late newsflash. Admiral Mumpley has been asked about rumors that Isle of Wight forces are massing in the Cowes area for an imminent invasion of England. In reply, he said, "We should like good relations with our neighboring island, but unless we receive an immediate guarantee of non-intervention, a state of war will exist." He declined to comment on reports that the Southampton ferry, recently seized by the islanders, had today shelled Bognor Regis. Stand by for further bulletins.
Oh, April, switch it off, for goodness sake. I can't stand it. And it's all our fault. What are we going to do?
Well, if I were you, Mr. Lamb, I'd throw myself out of the window.
Thank you, Mildred. But it's no use. I couldn't commit suicide to save my life.
The papers are calling it the biggest international crisis since World War II.
My Bernard got his call-up papers this morning. He says it's the same old story. The flower of Britain's youth answering the call to arms. He thinks with any luck he'll fail his medical.
Get out of the way, too. Ah, got that shot right at last. Thank you.
Honestly, how on earth you can play golf at a time like this, I read.
There's no sense in panicking, my dear fellow. You're on established staff, aren't you?
Yes, but I don't think even that'll save us this time. The Prime Minister's given us 24 hours to find a solution.
Yes, bit high-handed, I thought. Mind you, I think he's rather upset about those 40 puffins the Isle of Wight people sent as payment.
Oh, by the way, Sir Gregory says we've got to move the puffins from the conference room.
Oh.
It's the noise they make. People think it's the policy subcommittee in there.
The puffins, those beastly puffins. Every time I go in, there seem to be more of them.
More of them. More puffins. Wait a minute, I think I've got it. More puffins. We ought to have more puffins.
Mildred, fetch the first aider, will you? Miss Adams is going off ahead.
No, that Isle of Wight charter said an annual payment of 40 puffins. Don't you see they've been failing to supply puffins for the last 800 years?
Oh.
So they've broken the charter. The island reverts to Britain.
Yeah, but...
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
By Jove, you're right. Yes. She's right, yes. April, you're marvellous.
Oh. Thank you.
Unless they send us a back payment of 32,000 puffins.
I somehow don't think that's likely to. No, I think we've got them beaten.
The International Court of Justice are sure to reverse their decision when they hear this.
Yes, quite right, quite right. I must ring up the PM and tell him I've found the solution. Any post this morning, too?
Only this card from Monte Carlo, from Admiral Mumpley and Miss Chambers.
Oh, yes.
Or I should say, Admiral and Mrs. Mumpley.
Are they enjoying their honeymoon?
Apparently. And so they jolly well should on the money the War Office paid for their property, about three times its proper value.
Never mind that. It was worth it to get the whole business settled. It was one thing to prove the Isle of Wight still legally belonged to Britain. It was quite another getting the islanders to settle down again.
I must say it was an inspired idea sending Wilfrid Pickles on a state visit.
The main thing was to kill that stupid rumour about turning the whole island into a rocket range. Never know how that started.
But it was you who told Admiral...
Two, are you still hoping to get an eventual upgrading?
Yes. I'll never know how it started either.
That's right. Anyway, I know what finished it. My official statement that all proposed rocket testing sites would be in Scotland. That's what finally killed the ill feeling on the island. Nothing worse, you know. Can't have chaps making trouble on your own doorstep when we...
Excuse me, sir.
What?
But I thought you'd better see this immediately. Special edition of the paper.
That's my soul, April. No need to. Oh, my goodness. Do you see this, too?
What? Oh, no. Ministry rocket statement inflames Scotland.
Scottish troops invade a door.
Carlisle besieged by 10,000 Scottish soldiers under General Andy Stewart. Oh, no, man, this
oh,
is
but
too
I mean,
much.
I've never heard such a...
Smuggling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch, assisted by Diana Olson, Norma Ronald and Roy Dotrice for Great Britain, and opposed by Julian Summers and Joan Sanderson for the Isle of Wight. The Men from the Ministry is written and produced by Edward Taylor. Thank you.